USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden marked the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday by signing an executive order to expand access to voting.
Today, on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, I'm signing an executive order to make it easier for eligible voters to register to vote and improve access to voting. Every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted.
Police viciously beat hundreds of civil rights activists calling for voting rights as they attempted to march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. Two more women have accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of inappropriate conduct. Analysts told the Wall Street Journal of Cuomo's conduct when she worked as a policy aide. Karen Hinton told the Washington Post about allegations while she was a press aide. Four women have now made sexual harassment allegations against Governor Cuomo. New York's Attorney General plans to hire an outside law firm to investigate. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Jury selection in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin starts Monday.
George Floyd's family, as the victims who I represent, have been informed that they have every intention of the trial going forward.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crump, tells CBS's Face the Nation it's his hope that police reform is part of President Joe Biden's legacy.
We need systematic change and reform in policing, and I know millions of black people went out and voted. And these cities like Atlanta and Milwaukee and Detroit, with George Floyd and Breonna on their mind.
Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last May, sparking civil unrest nationwide. Government buildings downtown are fenced off in anticipation of possible demonstrations. Some businesses have boarded up or closed. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for several minutes as Floyd repeated, "I can't breathe." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, says the state should hit pause on removing the mask mandate.
Texas will lift all COVID-related restrictions for businesses and its statewide mask mandate later this week, but some are asking Governor Greg Abbott to reconsider his lifting of the mask order. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he's all for lifting some of the restrictions on businesses, but tells Fox News he thinks getting rid of the mask mandate sends a mixed message on the state of the pandemic.
And I'm disappointed that the mandate's been withdrawn. Our governor has said that it's still important to wear masks, and I appreciate that. But by removing the mandate, I think we create an ambiguity. There are many people in the state that are hearing that as a message that masking doesn't work, it's not effective, or that we're past concern on the virus. And that ambiguity in communication is what I have the biggest issue with.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki. Vaccinations with a batch of AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine have been suspended as Austrian authorities investigate the death of a nurse and the illness of another after getting the shots. A 49-year-old woman died as a result of severe coagulation disorders, and a 35-year-old woman developed an acute lung disease caused by a dislodged blood clot. AstraZeneca says there have been no confirmed serious adverse effects associated with the vaccine, adding that all batches are subject to strict and rigorous quality controls. AstraZeneca's vaccine has been approved in more than 50 countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.